As the 12th largest economy in the world, with nearly 99% of its population having access to high-speed internet, Australia ranks as a top-tier digital economy globally, standing out for its AI readiness and digital government services. As a result, Australia is a huge market for global streaming platforms, software providers, online marketplaces, cloud service companies, and digital content providers. To ensure that domestic and foreign suppliers compete under similar tax conditions, Australia introduced specific GST rules for non-resident businesses supplying digital products and services to Australian customers. Understanding these GST rules and requirements is essential for non-resident digital service providers, as non-compliance could result in costly penalties and administrative procedures. Australia's GST basics. Australia introduced the GST regime in 2000. GST is a consumption tax applied at a standard rate of 10% on most goods, services, and other taxable supplies consumed in Australia. Both domestic and foreign businesses are subject to GST rules and regulations under specific conditions. Generally, businesses must register for GST if they carry on a taxable activity, and their annual turnover connected with Australia reaches or exceeds $75,000. However, the rise of the digital economy posed new challenges for the Australian Taxation Office, ATO. As more consumers started purchasing digital goods and services from non-resident digital service providers, the turnover generated by those providers was not taxed. As a response, in July 2017, the ATO introduced new GST rules and requirements specifically designed to tax digital services supplied by foreign companies. Australia adopted the destination principle, meaning GST is generally imposed where consumption occurs rather than where the supplier is located. This approach allows Australia to tax digital services supplied by foreign businesses to Australian consumers. Key GST rules for non-resident digital service providers. There are several key rules that non-resident digital service providers must pay attention to. However, before going deeper into GST registration and other requirements, it is important to clarify which digital services are subject to GST. The scope of imported digital products and services. Australia applies GST to a wide range of imported services and digital products, referred to in national legislation as inbound intangible consumer supplies. The list of intangible goods and services provided to Australian consumers that fall under the scope of GST includes digital content such as e-books, movies, music, online newspaper subscriptions, games, apps, and software, as well as online education, insurance, gambling, dating, and booking services. Additionally, website design and publishing, professional association memberships, and professional services such as legal, accounting, architectural, and consultancy services are also included in the list of services that may be subject to Australian GST rules. GST registration threshold and process. Non-resident businesses that provide these services must register for GST in Australia if their GST turnover in the past 12 months exceeded $75,000, or they anticipate exceeding the GST registration threshold in the next 12 months. GST registration can be completed through a simplified process. To complete simplified registration, non-resident suppliers must create an AUSID account, then use it to register and set up an online services for non-residents account. Importantly, those who register through simplified registration do not have a right to claim GST credits. Therefore, if they later want to claim GST credits, they must switch to standard GST registration. Other GST requirements. Once registration is completed, GST registered businesses must apply a 10% GST on all their taxable sales. Simplified GST returns are submitted, and GST payments are made through the AUSID online platform on a quarterly basis. GST registered businesses are required to keep records of all Australia-related transactions for 5 years. Notably, all payments of due GST must be made in Australian dollars. The ATO provides four options for converting sales and GST into Australian dollars. Regardless of which option non-resident digital service providers use, the exchange rates used are those set by the Reserve Bank of Australia, RBA, or published by a foreign exchange organization. The Australian GST system primarily targets B2C transactions where the consumer is located in Australia. B2B transactions are treated differently. If a domestic business is registered for GST, GST does not apply to imported digital services and products. However, if the domestic business is not GST registered, the GST will apply to these purchases. For a non-resident provider to exempt a domestic business from GST, that business must supply its Australian business number, ABN, and confirm it is GST registered. GST compliance steps for non-resident businesses. As is usually the case, the first compliance task is to track where customers are located and whether they are individuals or businesses. The supply can be treated as not made to Australian consumers if there is enough evidence that supports this conclusion, or if the non-resident provider can reasonably believe that the buyer is not from Australia. Secondly, it is important to monitor the registration threshold. Once the registration threshold is exceeded, it is necessary to determine whether to register for GST through the simplified or standard GST registration process. The next compliance step is to apply 10% GST on taxable supplies, ensure appropriate transaction records are kept, submit GST returns, and pay due GST to the ATO on time. Final thoughts. For international digital businesses, understanding Australia's GST requirements is critical for expanding into the Australian market while avoiding compliance risks and potential penalties. As digital commerce continues to grow, Australia's approach provides an important example of how tax authorities are adapting traditional consumption tax systems to the modern global economy.